darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 4. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest, as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage he says, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news fail to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward, in the word already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week we began the season of Lent, as it was mentioned, the season of Lent, this season that we are in, this most blessed season, is a time during the calendar year, the church calendar year, that is, where we pause. Yes, we pause and we reflect. It is a time for us to take that step back a little bit from the busyness of life and consider our place before Almighty God. This happens as we move towards Holy Week and as we ever move closer to Resurrection Sunday. In order to consider our place before the Lord, it was also mentioned last week that we are examining over the next month and a half the perfect, yes, that perfect, that divine and holy will of God as expressed in the Ten Commandments. Yes, through this law of the Lord, we are not only instructed on what is good and what is true and what is right, but we are also convicted of our sin. We're convicted of our sin and we are driven to despair. Otherwise stated, as we contemplate our sinfulness this Lent season through studying God's law, we do so knowing that we're traveling towards the cross of that Good Friday, where we hear that blessed hope that our sin, yes, your sin and my sin, finds its home not on us, but finds its home on the Christ. Tonight we are focusing specifically on God's design for life as expressed in the third commandment. The third commandment, it states this, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. In other words, you, yes, you are to hallow the day of rest. Now, too often this third commandment is misunderstood by those outside of the church and even, yes, even inside the church as well. Truly, we fool ourselves when we think that the third commandment is speaking only about maybe a certain day of the week or when we have church, or maybe it's we fool ourselves when we see that it is speaking only about not doing any physical work at all on the Lord's Day, or that it is speaking only about the day of the week which the old blue laws didn't allow businesses to be open on Sundays. Otherwise stated, each of us knows that we need, yes, we need this physical rest at least one day a week. Our bodies need to be refreshed. But rest is not, I repeat, it is not the main point of the third commandment. Each of us understands that Sundays are typically that church day where Christians gather together on Sunday morning for church. But my friends, that is not the main point of the third commandment as well. So what is the main point of the third commandment, you may say to yourself? The main focus is really on God's word, his word, which is for you, and it is for me as well. You see, every day is intended for hearing God's word. Yes, every day is intended for hearing God's word. It isn't limited to just Sundays, and every day is holy because God's word makes every day holy. But we also set aside certain days, mainly Sundays, for the purpose of hearing God's word as a church. We do this so that everyone may have the time and the opportunity to hear the word of God and attend a public worship service. And that's the main point. That is the main point of the third commandment. It teaches us, this third commandment, it teaches us that worship is ultimately about hearing and learning God's word, receiving his gifts of life and salvation. We need to really hear this in our day and age. We really do, especially when churches have become so completely radicalized in our country. These days, some of what passes for worship is little more than a low-budget entertainment show. Some so-called worship services in our time only seek to alter moods or get people fired up for some reason or another. This, unfortunately, it puts the focus on our reactions, our emotions, and our thoughts. And this mindset is not only out there in those so-called radicalized churches, but it is also right here. Yes, right here in our hearts. In our hearts and our heads. We too have something of these thoughts and desires of entertainment within us. We want to be wowed. We want to be impressed. We want to fulfill this particular feeling. Our time is valuable, so we want each minute to count and to impress us. Think about this for a moment. In our spare time, we try to find some way to entertain ourselves and alter our mood, to forget about everything else for just a little while. When we are off of work and when we are resting, we want the television to hold our entertainment, to make us laugh and give us that escape from the mundane of life. We avoid boredom like the plague. We especially want this of our weekends as well. So when it comes to Sunday mornings, those ideas of entertainment are still bouncing around in our head. And sometimes we begin to desire that same kind of thing with our Sunday morning divine service. When we consciously and subconsciously do this, we put the focus on what we feel and what we desire instead on what God has to give us in his word. If a song doesn't move us, if a sermon does not give us a tingly, and if we are not kept engaged, we cry out foul. This is not entertainment, we say to ourselves in our hearts and our minds. We then determine that we would have been better off staying at home to watch the Kardashians, or maybe watch Face the Nation or the NFL pregame show or Sunday morning reruns of Wheel of Fortune on the Game Show Network. For that entertains, does it not? My friends, when it comes to the third commandment, it is most certainly about us stopping our work and the elimination of our entertainment agendas, so that we can simply listen, so we can simply listen to God's word. You see, our Sunday morning divine services and these Wednesday night services, they are all, yes, I repeat, they are all about hearing the word. They're about hearing the word and hearing these precious words, the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. It is about receiving the sacrament as well. These are the times for us to stop. It is a time for us to stop and to think about our quest for distraction and entertainment as being most important, and instead focus on the work that God is doing to and for us in his word. What this all means is that we keep the Sabbath, we keep this third commandment holy by stopping our efforts and by receiving God's efforts as he works for us. The Sabbath, the worship service, is not about what you can do for Jesus. It's about God's word. Yes, his word and what it tells you about the Savior and what the Savior has done and is doing for you. The divine service on Sundays is not mainly about us speaking to God in our worship in order to summon his presence and offer him praises so that we can impress him and obtain a kudo point from him. This view sees God as the audience in our worship. This way sees us as the ones coming before God and doing all sorts of spiritual jumping jacks and spiritual work in order to get the Lord to notice us, and then hopefully he might respond, yes, to us with kudos. Christian worship, my friends, is the exact opposite. God is the speaker. We are the audience. We are the receivers. He calls us before him so that he might give us his gifts. This is why God, yes, this is why God wants you to hold preaching and his word sacred. This is why you are to gladly hear and learn this word. There's nothing sweeter than gathering around God's word and being fed with the forgiveness of our sins as we listen with our ears. God, forgive us. God, forgive me. Forgive all of us for attempting to make the Sunday morning divine service into something that it is not. God, forgive us for our laziness, those times where we convince ourselves that we really don't want to hear the word of God. God, forgive us for those times where we sleep in or simply attend to something else that we believe is bigger and is more important than hearing from the Lord. God, forgive us for our failure to simply hear, that is to say, to listen to the word and to receive the gifts from the altar. Baptized saints, hear the word of God for you right now. Hear the word of God for you right now, for you and for me. You are forgiven. Yes, you. You blessed baptized saints, you are forgiven. Christ Jesus was crucified for you. Yes, you who have ears, hear. St. Paul says in Romans that faith, yes, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That means faith does not come by what we do or how much we do. Faith does not come about by how you feel or whether you are entertained. Saving faith doesn't come by sermons on religious living or how to lose weight with Jesus or how to have a stress-free life. Faith comes in only one way, by hearing the word of God and the clear message of Jesus Christ, your Savior, crucified for the forgiveness of the sins of the world, which includes you. Thus, hear it again. God's word, his promise, a promise that is for you, to and for you. You are forgiven for Christ's sake. Be of good cheer. The good news of Mount Calvary is for you. This very listening of God's word, hearing about your forgiveness of sins, is the greatest privilege and work that we can do as Christians. When you listen and you learn and take to heart and inwardly digest and retain the message of Jesus you hear, yes, in this place, in this church, God is more pleased than if you were to build the greatest church ever built. Listening and taking his word to heart. Yes, it is the greatest involvement any Christian could have in a worship service. God's design for life. Yes, his design for life is a life with his word. It is a life of listening to him and what he does for us in his son. It is a life that is captive. It is captive to the word of God. It is a life receiving constantly from the word of God. It is a life that is fed and shaped and formed by the word. God's word, it will never return to him empty. It will accomplish what he desires. And what he desires is your forgiveness, your life, and your salvation. This is what the third commandment is all about. It is about guarding and protecting the word of God, the word that is given to you and to me. Baptized saints, listen. Yes, listen. You are forgiven for Christ's sake. Baptized saints, rest. Yes, rest. You are forgiven for Christ's sake. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus and his word, which is for you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.